जय राधमाधव कुंज बिहारे,
द फॉलोइंग इज अ क्लास बाय हिज होलीनेस गोपाल कृष्ण गोस्वामी महाराज टेलिंग द स्टोरी ऑफ सारंग ठाकुर इन नवदीप मंडल परिक्रमा इन मार्च 2015 इन मायापुर.
गोपी जन बाला धारे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. हरे
कृष्ण. सो बिफोर यू केम हियर आई थिंक यू मेड टू क्विक स्टॉप. वन इज रंग ठाकुर जी एंड द अदर वन इज वासुदेव दत्त एंड वेरी जस्ट इजंट इट. रंग ठाकुर we about have murari thakur
murari thakur
was
meeting of change.
So you have dashed now Sarva Murari deities also. Sarva Murari Thakur was the disciple of Sarva Thakur. Sarva Thakur was a very, very great devotee. He used to sit on the banks of the Ganga and chant for 24 hours a day. And he would do that. He would chant. And he had his deity. Radha Madan Gopal. He would worship his deity and all day, and he would engage in very extensive service to his deity. He would pluck the flowers, make garland for his deities, he would go and beg, and then buy prasadam for his deities, cook prasadam for his deities, and then do aarti, abhishek, and after doing all that, he would cross the Jalangi and go to Bharatpur. To Harinava Chaitanya and he was so powerful, he would play with the tigers also. He would play with the tigers like he would play with the cats and dogs. He would slap the tiger on the back. He would have poisonous snakes around with him. He was so confused. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day was returning along with Shiva, and she's involved with the Saranga. You have to work so hard. In the morning you work for your deities, in the evening you come into Harinava retreat. Why don't you make some disciples? The disciples will help you in taking care of the deities, obviously. So the Thakur said, I can't find anyone who's qualified to be a disciple. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Saranga, whoever you initiate will become qualified. So when he was persuaded by Mahaprabhu to accept disciples, Saranga decided, okay, tomorrow morning, the first person I see, I'm going to initiate him. So he went to the Ganga to have his bath, like you do every day. And there he saw
A dead corpse floating. The dead corpse was floating. Prabhupada just touched the corpse with his feet. And the dead corpse became alive. He chanted some, before that, he chanted a Diksha Mantra in his ears. He touched him with his feet. And he became alive. The boy's name was Murari. And the boy said, yesterday I was getting initiated in the Vyasi Mantra and a black snake came and bit me and I died. I don't remember anything what happened after that. And the tradition was in those days, if you were bitten by a black snake, then the body would not be burned. Would just be thrown in the Ganga. So the boy was brought back to life by the boy's parents. They heard that the dead son had become alive. So they came and told the son that I was. Well, he's our son. We want to take him home. You love your parents too. We want to take him home. But Murari said, now I will not go home. I was brought back to life by my guru. I'm yet going to serve the guru. And he went on serving the guru. And he was born as Suranga Murari Thakur.
Murari Chaitanya.
Murari Chaitanya. Murari Chaitanya. So I think when he came by, he had that two of his deities, Sangha Thakur deities and his disciples deities. Sangha Thakur ji! So you also passed through the
Vasudev.
So you passed through the residence of Vasudev Datta. So Vasudev Datta is considered to be an incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. He was a very, very good singer. He was expert in Sangeet Shastri, Shastri. And he was very, very dear to the Lord. Vasudeva said, Vasudeva Datta can send me anywhere. And Lord Chaitanya was so proud of Vasudeva Datta that he said, even with 1,000 tons, you cannot fully glorify Vasudeva Datta. He was a very, very good singer. He would sing for hours and hours. And he had a deity. Did he have Dakshina or Dakshina on the way? No. So the Dakshina or Vasudeva Datta's deity?
No,
they had Dakshina just now. I did join the party here. So you had Dakshina Vasudeva Datta's deity. He would spend all his money in worshipping the deities and in serving the Vaishnavas. To the point that his wife complained to Mahaprabhu that my husband spends all the money in worshipping the deities and serving the Vaishnavas, and there's no money to run the house. The Lord Chaitanya appointed Shivananda Sen as his accountant to make sure that he was not over generous with his income. And his wife had enough money to run the house. So Vasudeva Datta is a very famous devotee of the Lord. His younger brother was Mukunda Datta. He came from a family of physicians. Datta, they were physicians. Vasudeva Datta is considered to be an incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. Vasudeva Datta once went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. And as he was leaving Jagannath Puri, Vasudeva Datta went to the Lord and said, "My dear Lord, I want to ask you a special favor." And the Lord said, "Vasudeva, You are a pure devotee. Whatever you desire, the Lord will give you. I have a request. Please liberate all the conditioned souls in the universe. And whatever sinful reaction is due to them, give it to me. I will take the sinful reaction. You create great peace, liberate everyone. This mood was also exemplified by Prahlad Maharaj in which canto? The seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So the Lord we heard Vasudevadatta's prayer. Please transfer all the sinful reactions due to everyone to me. The Lord is very, very pleased. And the Lord said, Vasudev, whatever your desire, Krishna will fulfill. And Prabhupada and Bhakti Siddhartha commented on this particular pastime. Jesus Christ had also made a similar prayer. Jesus Christ said, I will take this reaction only my disciples, those who surrender to me. The Vasudeva Dutta was so magnanimous, he said, the entire universe, whatever sinful reaction is due to them, transfer to me. And liberate, you please liberate all. So this mood was also exemplified by Prahlad Maharaj. Vasudeva Dutta is considered as incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. And Prabhupada says Vasudeva Dutta was para dukha dukhi. How many of you have that mood, para dukha dukhi? Only one. Vasudeva Dutta's mood was, please may everyone be liberated. And whatever simple reaction is due to them, he was ready to take the reaction. So, what's the message for us? The message for us is, this is a mood that we should also cultivate. So Vaishnava is Paradukhadukhi. Seeing others in distress, seeing others engaged in the path of sense enjoyment, the Vaishnava endeavors to give them Krishna consciousness. Our acharyas were also Paradukhadukhi. Prabhupada, they were hard, produce all these books. Why? Because of his compassion for the conditioned soul. Even when Prabhupada was very sick, even when he could barely speak or sit, he still continued with his translation effort because he wanted to save the conditioned soul. So Vaishnava must have this preaching mood, Paradukhadukhi. And the best form of preaching is what? There are many avenues how we can preach. What is the best form of preaching? Book distribution. How many of you do book distribution on a regular basis? That's all? I thought everyone will listen to that. Prabhupada said, if you want to please me, what do? So preaching is the essence. And I want that kind of services. Preaching is a service by which you can attract the Lord. What does Krishna say in the Gita? All devotees who is dear most, preaches my glory. So we should all cultivate the mood of Vasudeva Dutta. These are not just people preaching, but there are many senior Vaishnavas who have to speak. I don't want to keep beyond my quota. But coming to Vasudeva Dutta's, having passed through his verses, our mood should be, we may also preach, get Vasudeva Dutta's blessing, so that we can preach from house to house. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Haridas Thakur and Nityananda and told them, please go house to house and request people. What? Bolo Krishna, Raja Krishna, Guru Krishna, Krishna. Share the name of Krishna, worship Krishna, and follow his instructions. And if you do that, you become dear to the Lord. So we should pray we will get this moon to preach. The best form of preaching is preaching by the Prabhupada book. And we pass by Sanat Thakur Giri. We also pass by the Bakul tree, I think. So that tree is very special. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come there 500 years ago. He was totally dry. Lord Chaitanya embraced that tree. As soon as he embraced it, it became alive. The tree came back to life, full of flowers and greenery. And that is still there. So that tree is very fortunate. It was embraced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Thank you for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit gkgoswami.com.